Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Well, Kelly Rowland and her husband, well, manager Tim Weatherspoon, are splitting up.
Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah. Didn't they just get married?
Splitting up. They're saying the real reason why they're splitting up, because he's tired of her jet-setting life. She's doing a bunch of shows. She's judging a bunch of stuff. She's never around.
Oh.
When she goes that tour with Destiny Child.
I want to be taken care of.
Yeah, so the real reason, they're saying the real reason is because she's so busy and she has no time to spend with the husband, but then they're also saying that he's been cheating the whole time.
Of course. Wasn't he a football guy? What is he?
Nah, he's a little guy right here. Nah, he's just her manager. I don't think he was a football player, no.
All right, well, listen, this is the reason I hate people. A North Carolina mom is in deep trouble after cops uncovered a deal she made to trade her one-year-old daughter for a car.
What?
Police say 45-year-old Alice Todd handed her baby daughter over to Tina Chavez and her husband, Vincencio, in exchange for their 1992 Plymouth Laser. That's a 27-year-old car, but
she paid. They say, what kind of car was it? But never mind.
Right. No. A 27-year-old car. The deal apparently went down last year. The couple had been taking care of the child as if she was their own. And then police opened an investigation when they brought the child to the hospital with some bruises. So they were suspicious and they investigated. And they said that she was an adopted daughter. So they said, but there's no papers. So they find out the whole thing that this chick had traded her daughter in for a damn car.
Unbelievable.
Let me clarify something.
What?
A little baby, I wouldn't trade in. Tiffany and Denzel? It depends on the car. Come and get them.
Hang on. I saw a Tiff on Saturday.
You did.
How dare you say that? Come take this grown-ass kid.
She's going to come
was
get
it a Plymouth? You said
it was a
Plymouth?
Plymouth.
Come get her.
Laser. Mm-mm. I have to look that up. I have to see what kind of car that is. That's crazy.
Crazy lady. Congratulations to Carlene from Waterbury. She's going to that show, the Commission Tour. And this sounds really dangerous. There's a new bar that opened up this past weekend in St. Louis, and instead of charging people by the drink, they're charging you by the hour for unlimited drinks. It's $10 an hour for regular drinks.
Wow.
Or $20 an hour for premium. They say that their bartenders are going to carefully monitor how much people are drinking to make sure that no one goes too crazy trying to get their money's worth.
Do you know
so
how
good luck on that.
Uber would be like Uber or Lyft.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
They'll make bank over
Listen,
there.
I'll get so mad I'll just start paying for drinks because I've been in situations like that in Florida and it's like you can't even get to the bartender.
You're right about that.
Facts. Too
it's
busy.
It's annoying. So, Tyler Perry Studios opening gala happened, and it was incredible. $250 million. It's a $250 million studio. Like, that's insane.
Wow.
For someone that started living in their car, to going on tour, to Madea, everyone was in the building, including Samuel L. Jackson, of course, Oprah, Spike Lee, Halle Berry, Beyonce, The Real. I mean, you name it, they were there. It's just
his phone
incredible.
Contacts must be amazing.
Everybody
was in the building.
That's fantastic. That is the Ish You Missed.